I was shocked. I was not expecting this. Okay. I was so confused. Why is Rob talking? I don't understand.
He said, why is Rob talking?
Why is he introducing? What's happening?
Oh, gosh. It was great. You know, we're still recording solo.
Yeah, they can hear this. Ow, this is great.
Bonkai. Senbon Sakura. Kageyoshi.
Welcome anime fans to the Super Anime Podcast, where each week we look to entertain, inspire and inform you on all things anime. Whether you're new to anime or a seasoned veteran, we invite you to come listen, share and laugh with us. We hope every episode ignites your otaku spirit and leaves you feeling super. Thanks for listening, hope you enjoy, let's start the show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Super Social Reactions. We are here today to discuss some things that have been going on in the anime mainstream news. First up, question for Ed and Solo here today. We got Jujutsu Kaisen really taking over the game. There's a lot of articles that are coming out saying that Jujutsu Kaisen is the world's most popular anime, the best anime out right now, ranked by Gen Z. How are you guys feeling about that?
First off, he was so surprised.
What's happening here? I said, wait, what?
Yo. You should have seen Solo's face. Oh, he had one of those. Oh, he was taken aback.
Oh, man.
Yes, what? Indeed. It's super Shonen Showdown reactions. But yeah, he asked a good question, Solo. He asked a good question, Solo. What are your thoughts?
I need some time to recover. That's what I need. Listeners, I had no idea this was happening. So Ed just said 3, 2, 1, record. And Rob started talking. I was like, oh, what's happening? I am confused.
Oh, man.
All right, let me answer the question. Thank you, Rob, for being here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Do you know what? I think we suffer from having watch too much anime to the point where we've forgotten that there's a different generation. It's weird to say we're over like a different generation. We're not the youngest generation. And I think whenever you start watching anime, you remember all the anime of that time as being like formative. So you don't realize there's a whole new generation coming up. They don't give a damn about Goku. So it's all about
yeah.
They don't give a damn. It's about who's here now. It is JJK. And if I was like 14, there's no one that can tell me nothing. It's JJK or not everything. It's JJK for me. There's nothing else. Maybe Demon Slayer, but that's it.
Okay.
So you know what? I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it as well, but I am surprised. Is the Guinness World Record most popular anime? Yeah. Like, really? Yeah.
It's that time now.
That's wild. I mean, it's a great anime, don't get me wrong, but I think we are, like you mentioned, we are in a privileged state of anime, as it were. We have Demon Slayer. Right. We have Frieren now. I've seen it, but I've heard great things.
Oh,
we
yeah,
have,
it's great.
so Rob's saying it as well, see?
Okay. Ed, I told you.
I mean, we were dissing it.
I said
wait, who is dissing?
Don't even try. No. So basically, Rob, the name is Frieren or Frieren. Yeah. I can't even say it properly, but Frieren. I think we were doing like a listicle in terms of the best anime, and we saw that at number 201, and we just got taken aback. Like, what? I've never even heard this anime, but spoke to Kumar as well. And other people are saying that, you know, this anime bangs.
Mm-hmm. Like, it does.
To the point where I think Kumar said one of the fights was better than the Sukuna Murahaga fight, which is crazy. Apparently there's one with a guy who has, or Barry or whatever it is, has an axe.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. And he said that fight was just incredible.
Yeah. I mean, so, I wouldn't go that far. But it's great. It's great though. It definitely is. He put me on, and you know, I binged it. You know what I mean? So I can let you know. Yeah, it's a kind of a slow build, but once you get past a couple episodes, it starts to, you know, pick up. And yeah, it's a nice, it's weird. It's like a, it's kind of like a slice of life, but then you're also getting like a battle shown in like mix. It's like very, it's like the best of both worlds. So it's nice.
Where would you put Frieren now in your like a, no, if I know, let's not put it into like a top anything. Does it break into your top 20? That's just nice and simple. Does it break into the top 20?
I think, but not like high, you know? Yeah, not high, but yeah, I can see it being in the top 20 anime for sure for me.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Okay. It is.
So basically, yeah, we were like, we did like it must have been a good few months ago. And we thought, oh, who cares about it? It's nothing. And then we saw it go up the rankings. We're like, man, it's still nothing. Who cares? And then like 2 weeks ago, it's number one. We're like, what?
Yeah.
It's number one. Like, not like one. It's top of one.
Oh, yeah. It's here.
On my anime list, that's mad.
Yeah.
That's, I'm impressed. So but, I need to watch it. I do need to watch it.
Yeah.
For sure. But to my point, yeah, there's a lot of anime out there. So for JJK to be the most, I guess, watched or the most loved. But you make a good point, Sol, about the generation. I think it was mostly Gen Z, but still. And they probably make up most of the consumption in terms of people watching. Obviously. But then again, I think 25 to 34 and so on and so forth.
But remember,
you have a large consumption.
Sorry to cut you off, but you're remembering that when we were 50, we ain't that old. But basically, social media was not popping off at a time when we got into anime. So now you're watching, watching anime where you have a good couple clips, some good animation scenes and a popping fight. You're gone. You're cleared.
Yeah.
You're cleared. That's all you need now. Look at Ninja Kamui. Everyone's going, wah!
Look at it. Yeah. even the Solo Leveling is getting that type of hype right now.
Oh, I love Solo Leveling.
Same type of hype.
That anime, oh my gosh. I'd watched Roger's Base read the manhwa a lot on his channel.
Yeah.
But I never read it myself. And he was just like, this is going to be an amazing anime. It's going to be an amazing anime if they make it like close to the actual manhwa. And to be honest,
yeah, it is.
Well,
I really enjoy it. It's a simple concept. It reminds me of a more sophisticated Slime Solo because they both got the intelligence system or whatever, you know, that sage system.
This could be it's a trope within Isekai now, right? All right. So
yeah, yeah. Just get a system.
Level up.
Yeah.
every episode.
It's in the name, right?
Exactly.
But yeah, it's really good.
All right. Okay. So like you guys confused me. I'm thrown off my game. Like,
hey, Rob's hosting, so I'm just
I'm just here. Yeah. So I mean, we've been talking about you know, some new gen anime. We discussed Frieren. We discussed Jujutsu Kaisen. We discussed people. You know, we discussed anime like that. But we did not bring up My Hero Academia yet. So apparently, there's a new movie in the works.
Yes.
It's about evil All Might.
Yeah.
How are you guys feeling about this concept?
You know what? I'm a fan. Like I Ed's not surprised by this comment, but I like villains. Like I love villains. I love seeing good guys go bad. I like all of that. I want to see what it looks like. So for them to kind of explore that side, I'm all in. I'm all in. I don't think, but I've said this before, I don't think My Hero Academia gets enough love. I don't think it does. I don't think it gets enough.
Hold on. Weren't you the one when it first started saying it was a bit simple and, you know...
Yeah, but things can get better. Things can get better.
Things can change.
Things can change. And I told you, it's consistent. It's a consistent show. But because other anime have had those big like peaks in like hype,
it's overshadowed it.
But it doesn't mean that it hasn't been away, like just plugging away and just being consistent. Like, I like it.
I mean, yeah, it's what, 5 seasons now, is it?
No. It's 6.
Or is it 6?
It's 6 going
6.
On.
6.
Yeah, I think
okay.
6 going on 7.
Yeah, so I mean, it's been a while. Like, can you imagine that came out? I'm sure everyone would be, you know, going gobbly goops about it as well. But I think with, I mean, the All Might Nomu fight was really good. I enjoyed that. I watched it quite a few times.
Yeah.
That was a good fight. Mm-hmm. Obviously, not JJK fights, but it was still a good fight. Do you have a take there, Rob?
I don't. I actually agree.
Oh, okay.
I know that My Hero fans out there might have something to say. But.
Yeah, for sure. But come on, My Hero fans. Let's be honest. Like, the fights in JJK, I mean, it's ridiculous. Even what's his name? Was it Gomu or Gojo? What? No, not Gomu, Gojo. One of the O's. When in the subway station, the one who shoots the blood.
Choso.
As soon as he sees Yuji on sight,
That was good. That was really good.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, why do I feel about the new movie? I read an article. It's getting to that time or that place where a lot of animes are making movies. And I think this is quite smart and strategic, especially when it comes to animes making prequels. I don't know if this Dark All Might is a prequel, but one thing the article is saying about how JJK nailed it in terms of doing a prequel regarding, you know, the whole backstory and the old Team 7 or whatever it is, but, you know, Gojo's team, as it were, and then showcasing that. They were comparing that to what they did with Demon Slayer. Even though Mugen Train was great, they thought that JJK, in terms of interweaving the story, did it better just because they did that prequel movie. And I don't know if this is a prequel, but I think that's what we're probably going to see a lot more in terms of not giving fans, you know, a movie, and then the first three or four episodes of the next season is the movie, which just kind of makes redundant. Yeah. But what actually doing is, you know, it's not part of the main story, but we'll make it into a movie just to give some more backstory. Almost like Oda's, what are they called, Stolos? You know when Oda, his mangas, he does...
SBS.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but the SBS, when he does the SBS, that's canon. Some of that stuff is canon.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So is Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, right?
JJK Zero. Gege wrote that first. He actually wrote that first.
Okay, that's fine.
And then Yuta was going to be teed up as the main character, but then they felt that they needed, apparently they felt they needed a bit more. So then he introduced Yuji, but then felt that he had to make Yuji quite different from Yuta.
Yeah.
And so then they introduced.
Yeah, I can't imagine Utah as the main character now.
Anyway.
But yeah, they're all going to be canon, as it were. But it's just more so we're not going to like disrupt the flow of the series. We're just going to add some more prequels. Like, I would really love to see an Avatar Last Airbender prequel. That would be awesome. I would love to know what Iroh's backstory is, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'd love to see that.
You
know the My Hero film? Is that canon? It's not canon, right? Or is it just?
I imagine. I think it is.
I'm not too sure.
Evil All Might.
I'll be surprised.
Is canon.
Okay, I can't say for sure.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, Rob, you're gonna say something about Avatar. About
Avatar. Oh no, I was just gonna say that they're dropping some episodes on the timeline between the end of The Last Airbender and the beginning of Korra. So we're gonna see a Dong Aang and everybody. Yeah. So I'm actually hyped to see more of that, honestly.
I remember reading something about Aang in Korra, and they said that they were disappointed that Aang had lost the playful side, that he came across really quite serious is in Korra.
Right.
So they're saying maybe they'll do something different in this one and actually show that playful side, because the way he sounded like a deadbeat dad at times in Korra. He didn't sound like he was out. He was just off. So I don't know. We'll see.
I just Googled it. It won't be canon.
Yeah, of course. Evil All Might, that's like against everything that stands for.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
But as we've been talking about movies and stuff like that, obviously we have the Spy Family movie that's dropping soon. But I'm going to switch it up just a little bit here, right? Ooh. Sonic. I know y'all know that Sonic movies have been going crazy.
Of course.
We also know that what's dropping soon is Knuckles is getting his own show. How are you guys feeling about that?
It's a show.
Yeah.
It's a show.
It's a series of episodes just for Knuckles, just by himself. You know what I mean? how are you guys feeling about that?
I'm actually here for it, you know. I actually like the character Knuckles. I think, did you guys see those conspiracy guys about Sonic being based on Dragon Ball Z?
Oh, yeah.
And
makes,
how, you know, you have Golden Sonic, Knuckles.
Yeah. But can he be Goku?
Yeah,
though?
So...
Yeah.
The story of Goku's life, you know. Just signing autographs. I want to fight. do you know what? I can't even answer that question because I don't know.
Yeah, of course you can. Stop it. Yes. Yeah, Goku is beating Sonic. Come on. Stop this nonsense. No, I thought,
hey, man. Sonic fans will tell you otherwise.
They'll be like, Archie Sonic, well, he can... Oh, man. Tell you.
they'll give you the different Sonic.
Trust me. Trust me. Fans will always have a thing to say. But no, I'm here for it. I think it reminds me of if Vegeta had his own movie, but making that comparison. And I think Knuckles is a far more entertaining character than Sonic. In my personal opinion.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I'm surprised they'd make a TV show. Like a film, like a standalone film, like, cool. But like a TV show just about Knuckles. Like, I mean, I like Knuckles, don't get me wrong. But I find that strange. Like, why? Like,
why?
Why?
Why is it strange?
Why are you doing a whole show about Knuckles?
They must have done their research in terms of popularity, in terms of him as a character. Like, even me, like, I'm not sure about Rob can answer, but if you're saying you're Sonic, that's 2 out of 3 right now in terms of people who like Knuckles. That alone, I mean, it's a sample size of 3, but that alone,
and
you're making a Knuckles.
I love Knuckles too, though. But I mean, I love Sonic in general. I love all the characters.
For sure.
I can even see Shadow getting a spinoff, or even Silver when Silver comes out too, you know? Which would be fire.
Shadow would be sick. I think I would prefer Shadow then, but maybe Shadow, maybe just a movie, not a series. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah.
I would do it. I could see a Shadow series more than a Knuckles, because if I remember, because a Shadow series, you could really go into the why he started off as the dark side and like really like stretch that out. With Knuckles, I mean, I don't get me wrong, I love Knuckles. Like Idris Elba's Knuckles, I liked it. Like I'm a fan, but I don't know. Maybe again, it's the dark side of me. Like I want to see Shadow. I want to see that side. I want to see that journey. You know.
Yeah.
I also did just watch the trailer for Joker, the part 2.
Oh yeah.
Part 2. I just watched.
I just watched
the trailer for that. So
I didn't see it. I just saw. You know, there's hints that it was. You know, I saw like the teaser for the trailer or something like that.
So I watched the trailer. So I saw the teaser, and then I was like, "No, I need to see this." So then I just went straight to YouTube and watched the trailer. It's pretty. It looks good. It looks good. But anyway, I'm going off topic. But yeah, back to Knuckles. I'll prefer a Shadow. I would rather go for a Shadow TV show than a Knuckles TV show.
Okay, I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
Live actions. We just saw Avatar's live action. One Piece's live action did pretty well, you know, last year. But there's been some talks, fellas. There's been some talks about Naruto having a possible live action. There's been some talks. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's actually going to happen. But how do you feel about Naruto getting a live action?
Stop it. Do you know what? I think the Naruto fan base, and I include myself in this, I think I am way more vocal about getting Naruto wrong than One Piece wrong. Because I expect them to get One Piece wrong because One Piece is so crazy and wacky.
I feel
that. It's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Yeah. Honestly, it's hard to animate some of the stuff they've got in that show. It's really difficult.
Yeah.
So if they get it wrong, I can give it a little bit, but it's just ninjas. You get that wrong, people coming for your neck. Coming for your neck. So leave that alone.
It is
Don't
true.
Touch
true.
It.
It is true.
That's why I don't touch it. Don't just leave it alone. Leave it alone. It's fine.
Yeah, man. I echo Solo's sentiments. I think I saw this and I was just like, why? Why? I get why. To be honest, I do understand why they're doing it. I do, because they're trying to increase the fan base, get new. I mean, they've been trying to do it, but One Piece really have given Netflix some. I don't know who's doing this, Naruto, but if it is Netflix, it wouldn't be surprised me, because you can see Netflix have done. If you look at Netflix, I'm not sure how it is in American Netflix, Rob. They've done a lot of anime movies. You got Yu Yu Hakusho, you got Bleach, you got mm-hmm. One Piece. Who else did you have there? You had can't remember. There's a good 6-7 anime movies on there. That's one more, 6-7 more than we mm-hmm. needed, right? And yet they're still pushing just to see what sticks. Will I watch the Naruto movie? It's live action. Yeah, just to, you know, as an anime fan, see what they do with it. Do I want it? Can they spend that money on something else? Absolutely. Absolutely. But do you know what I mean? Or, you know what? I give it to our boy, what's their name? Rogue Origins, who do like live action anime films. Because we know when it comes to fan generated or fan made movies, they're far more superior in general than these Hollywood ones. No, we can't have this. Naruto's got to have green hair. No, he's got to have blonde. Or what? Do you know what I mean? So let the fans create. If Netflix go, Netflix film created by a fan or blah, 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 and we know that fan is established and has like receipts in terms of what they've done, but they just need budget, such as Rogue Origin, then let them do it. And then let's see what they do. Because then, at least from that point of view, we don't see it as just another Hollywood or another money grab for people or for these producers just to, you know, get some money and ride off the tail of these animes, that big animes that people love.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? At least when it's a fan made, we can have a bit more sympathy, empathy, and we know it's more potentially going to be better because it's going to be closer to the source, in my opinion.
Okay, I get that, but I see, you're still making it though.
I said the money could be better spent elsewhere, but if you are going to, then you go over that option.
I don't know. I think you would have to make some creative liberties. Like if you're going to do a Naruto show, you know what? I don't think I'd have the humor in it. I think that's something unique about anime. No, just what, anime.
So no sexy jutsu, yeah?
No, nah, exactly. You can't have sexy jutsu. Right?
Yeah, you can't have sexy jutsu. Yeah.
It'll get cancelled. It'll get cancelled.
No, it's true.
Yo. Yeah, time's different, man, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You'll get cancelled. Like, why? You'll just question everything. Why this color? Why this race? Why that shape? Everything.
Yeah.
I think it is. Anime has this weird, not weird, it's beautiful, but this. When we watch anime, you can suspend belief because you know by watching it, it's like, it ain't real. So you can, you allow yourself just to be like, you accept things. So you can accept the switch between humor and seriousness and just go with it. You can accept things that we wouldn't actually accept in live action. So, for example, fan service. Try doing fan service as overt as they do an anime in live action. People were like, what?
Yeah, it could never work.
Doing?
Yeah, it could never work.
It just wouldn't work. Yeah. Not about whether or not people like it or appealing. It just wouldn't work. It would be weird.
Nah.
So yeah. I would actually tone down some of the humor in Naruto and just go like all in struggling, grindy kid that's just trying to work hard. Like I would just go down that track. But then people would complain about that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not Naruto. That's not Naruto.
Or maybe. It depends on how well it's done. I think, like we always say on this podcast show, it's an adaptation. Mm. You know, it's not this anime. It's an adaptation. They're going to take those creative licenses. And I've seen some great Naruto fan-made clips. So I'm here for it. If they are going to do it, if like, you know, they're saying, we got an extra 500 million run around or something. Maybe not that much, but, you know. Give it to someone, one of those studios. Maybe just give them a million and see what they do. Because like Rogue Origin has done some great stuff with no budget. You're the executive producer on the
Even
board.
Reanime is really good too. They're amazing.
Oh yeah. Reanime as well. So I think what's his name? Josh. Yeah, Josh was partnered with Reanime a few times as well. So yeah, they're awesome as well. They actually have some amazing stuff.
I think when something happens, one last point, and then I'll shut up. I'll shut up. I promise. I promise. When you do, let me know what you guys think. When you do live action, I think it highlights the need for a strong story adaptation a lot more, because it's so sometimes, and this is not a criticism of fan made stuff or anything, but when you sometimes see fan made stuff, you see the fights, and the fight choreography is great. Like, I love it. It's really good. I've got no criticism to that part. But then when you're now bringing in the rest of it, when they're not fighting, that's the part where they fall down on. So, for example, let me give you an example. Death Note, the Death Note live action animation. The things that they needed to get right, like Ryuk was done extremely well. Like, that's one of the great points. I don't think you could improve on Ryuk. The voice acting, the design of it, the CGI was great. Where they left it, they fell down, is that they turned the core story elements trash. Light was not light anymore. Yeah. It was like this whiny person full of anxiety, which is fine for another storyline. That ain't light though. That's not light. So you fell down at the basic story element. So as long as they fix the basic story element, I think the fighting will come. I think that's easy to do. We've got a long Hollywood history of doing good fight choreography. Just get the guy from The Raid. He would be great. Then that's it. Yeah. He could do all the anime fights. He'll be sick.
Yeah.
But the story elements, they need to get that right.
Yeah, I could definitely see that, because even with Cowboy Bebop, you know? Yeah, I'll leave it at that. All right. So
I put my hands up. I actually enjoyed Cowboy Bebop live action.
No way.
I actually did, man. I thought it was
fine.
This
is what I'm working with. This is what I'm
working with. I didn't think it was that bad, but you know. Anyway.
Oh, man. Bro.
I just think it needed more time.
You know? Yeah. You know. But yeah, I think that's everything I had to get through for the super social reactions. Make sure you guys tune in next week. And with that, we're out.
Yeah, honestly, Rob, thank you so much. should I just stop now? Because
you can roll this bit.
Thank
this
you.
The dome now. I was shocked. I was not expecting this. Okay. I was so confused. Why is Rob talking? I don't understand.
He said, why is Rob talking?
What is he introducing? What's happening?
Oh, gosh.
It was great.
You know, we're still recording solo.
Yeah. They can hear this. Oh, this is great.
I told you you'd be surprised, Rob, when I said that. I told you you'd be surprised. So thank you so much. You honestly... Great host. Great host. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
It's better than I can do. Trust me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, trust me. You definitely. He's messed up. Captain Solo. That's all I'm going to say.
You don't want me presenting anything.
Nah, Captain Solo. Other solos are fine. So he has many different personalities. Captain Solo. Dr. Solo's wise. He'll be Dr. Solo's wise.
Gosh.
But listeners, thank you so much again to Rob for hosting. That was amazing. As always, superanimepodcast.com. You can go there and leave a voice note for us. If you like this episode or like any other episode, please press the follow button on whatever app you're listening on and rate us 5 stars. And of course, go and follow Rob on his journey to 200K subscribers. Jeez. But yeah, thank you so much. Peace out.